Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef all the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, talking 4th of July. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
Come on. Computer.
Well, sure, you could call that a computer. I don't know what that is.
Oh, no, he's saying use the computer.
Yep.
You know me, Captain Caveman.
Birthday's brought to you by San Juan Salsa Company's Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
Dip responsibly.
And pick up some for your 4th of July activities.
Yeah.
Dip responsibly?
Juanita's chips, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
Yeah. San Juan Salsa chips.
San Juan Salsa if you has
can
chips.
If you can find them. I have looked. I have a hard time finding them. Just like our sausage. You gotta find it, and you gotta buy a lot of it when you get it. Let's see, guys. I want to wish my brother Leo, pronounced Leroy, a very happy birthday. Can the captain tell the story about how he was partying with Maverick and Goose in Tijuana and how they discovered the secret recipe of Fireball? Legend has it the Chiquita Banana Woman and a gummy cave have something to do with the recipe. Thanks, guys. That from Dean.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. The old captain's never had a bad time in Tijuana. And Maverick and Goose certainly made it a very good time. First of all, most people don't know this about Maverick. And Maverick's a horse, and it turns out Maverick, he's hung like one. And Goose, well, they called him Goose because he likes to squeeze people's butts. That's how he earned it. As far as Fireball goes, it's right there in the name. It's testicles that have been lit on fire. They had alcohol. As far as it goes, the Chiquita Banana Lady's Gummy Cave, what it actually inspired was the Sarlacc Pit from Return of the Jedi. It was a very accurate portrayal. I've been there. Crunch berries.
Hello, guys. My name is Tamika. I'm hoping we get a birthday, dirty German birthday shout out for Andre. He's turning the big 4-0 today. Hit him with all the classic men's room birthday stuff. This man is loyal listener who does not miss a show. Me and the kids are pumped to be celebrating this milestone with you, even if you're now officially in the groans when standing up fades of life. Happy birthday, babe. Let's celebrate like it's 1993 at a Wu-Tang show this weekend. Prost to 40. That from your magnificent aging beast. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Andre, I hear you're turning the big 4-0. So for tonight for your birthday, I will give you 4-0s.
Yeah, but I'll have you screaming, 0-4.
My dearest Bacholas, today is my twin brother Jeff's birthday. He, like me, turns 41. Retired from the Air Force to move to the Dallas area. We're coming to see you, bro, for the week of the 4th. We plan to hit that Pecan Lodge and found out there is a Terry Blacks there. Also, my brother, man, is back to that alley cat life and joined an MC, so I'm going to need Coach Ted to give him some pointers on that alley cat life in his 40s. I haven't seen him smoke in years, so give him a bongo in. I think he could use some. Dirty German's talking about getting girls on the back of the bike some shotgun gets. Also, since he spent so much time in Louisiana, can I have Thrill offer him some boudin? Let's give him a couple of dad jokes. Love you, Jefferson. Your boy, Jason, pronounced big in Sacramento or Wackramento. That from Jason in search of the elusive period.
Miles is a smoker. You can't do that to the poor man.
I quit.
You used to be a smoker.
Yeah, listen, if you're part of the MC, what I would say to any lady, hey, would you like to ride a hog?
Yeah, the best part is, no matter the age, you get to call her the old lady.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
I got my brother.
Yeah, make sure you get her the patch so nobody else messes with her.
For her eye.
Guys, believe it or not, I once witnessed a kidnapping.
Oh, yeah?
I woke him up.
I woke him up. What kind of doctor is Dr. Pepper? These are dad jokes. What kind of doctor is Dr. Pepper?
I don't know. A physician.
All right. And by the way, kind of cool. I always make sure to say mucho around my Spanish-speaking friends.
That means a lot to them.
Do we cover all the things there that you wanted?
He had like 140 things.
By the way, I emailed him back. The best barbecue I've ever had in my life is either Pecan Lounge in Dallas, in Deep Ellum, or Terry Black's.
Is Pecan Lounge, is that a barbecue place?
Yes.
Just by the name, I assumed it's a strip club.
Is it Lounge or Lodge? Maybe it's Pecan Lodge.
Okay.
But, I mean, it is, to me, it was the best barbecue I ever had. Then I went to Terry Black's. So I emailed him back. I was like, you can't go wrong with either one.
Nice.
Yeah, but and that neighborhood's pretty fun, too. All
right. And for the twin Jason who wrote in, I dropped the beat in a big old bong rip, please.
Drop the beat.
For some reason, I can read the one he wrote in for himself. And then something happened between the time he wrote the one in for himself and then the one he wrote in for his brother.
Probably
it's like
the
he
bong
got
rip.
Absolutely hammered and forgot how to speak. But it's early. It's his birthday, so he can do whatever he wants. But Cholas, I want to ask that you wish my husband Andrew a very happy birthday today. It's his 46th trip around the sun. He'd love to hear the Dirty Germans telling him what to expect at the Post Malone Jelly Roll show tonight, as well as a fish sandwich and a big old bong rip. Side note, happy birthday yesterday, Ted. I'm also a Christmas baby. I love you all. That from Alicia.
A filet of fish sandwich.
Yeah, you're going to the Post Malone Jelly Roll show. I think you can expect tattoos, loose women, and cigarette smoke.
Yeah, because afterwards, maybe he'll Post Malone and start with your Jelly Roll.
Guys, Mr. Sabu's here. Could you please give a birthday shout-out to my awesome sister, Sarah, who is celebrating 48 spins around the sun? Can you please honor her awesomeness with a barbershop fish sandwich? And the Dirty Germans telling her how her Italian husband, Dom, is likely to help her celebrate with wine and cannolis. Thank you, gentlemen, liquor and lead singers, that from the Mistress of Booze.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
So she's a senior integrated media specialist.
Yeah, I just knew it was the Mistress of Booze. Why don't you just put that
title? What a title.
Yeah, I get the feeling that this Italian husband Dom will certainly show up with wine, but I think the cannoli in question is of the skin kind.
Yeah. Did you ever take that time when you was in Italy and tried to suck out stuff out of the cannoli without biting the shell?
Yeah.
Good luck, Dom.
And finally, for the birthdays, gentlemen, today is my stepdad's birthday, and he is turning the big 69. He's such a great guy and the world's most patient man to marry into my crazy but fun family. So how about the Dirty Germans telling him how he should spend this monumental birthday as a man who loves whiskey and cigars? Also some life advice from Miles. Love you, Bruce, and happy birthday. I plan to show him this later as we'll be splitting cigars by the fire. I love you guys, and thanks for all the laughs set from Emily in Tacoma.
Yeah, listen, you're turning 69 years old. You know what you do tonight. You say it is my birthday, assume the position.
Yeah, who knows, though? Maybe since it is her 69, so just go old school, missionary.
I don't know if I have very good life advice.
Sure you do, sure you do.
All right, I'll try it. It's not the best, but it's what I can do. All right, Bruce, think about this. For extra cash, consider robbing a sex offender. Their address is completely easy to find, and legally, they can't own guns.
Yeah, there you go.
You're right.
Also, treat yourself like I-5. Never stop working on yourself, no matter how inconvenient it is for everyone else every single weekend. And one more life advice. Always remember, if you're being chased by an animal, just lay on the ground for 5 seconds. The 5-second rule will prevent any animal from wanting to eat you.
Oh, yeah. See, never thought about that.
Life advice. Okay. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. We were talking earlier about 4th of July coming up and kind of the classics that are there. So basically, they took a poll on some of the things. The BuzzFeed poll backed it up as well. Just some of the classics. Which do people prefer, right? Now, obviously, when you live in luxurious style like the head chef, you don't have to pick, right? You're going to have both things.
Of course.
Whatever you need, right? We'll be in the mansion down by the pool.
So whose house are you going to? Who's supplying all these things?
The head chef will be in a tube.
Nice.
Yeah. Basically, they're just asking either or, all right?
Okay.
Now, obviously, and I'm kidding, but most people, these are not expensive foods. Yeah, most people are not going to mind if you have both. But let's say you had to make a choice.
All right.
Line in the sand, all right?
All right.
So we'll start pretty easy. This is not even a battle on this one. Grilled veggies or corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Yep. Corn on the cob got 70% of that food.
Yeah.
Only 70?
Well, you know those people.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, grilled vegetables are good. Yeah, I can agree with
sure.
you.
I did it last night.
But to sit there and honestly say, no, I'd rather have grilled veggies than corn on the cob, it's like you're a stone cold liar.
You don't like corn.
Or you don't like corn.
You legit just don't like corn.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of ways people are de-corn in the cob these days.
De-corning it?
That's like a new thing, man. I mean, you can always just take like a knife and cut off the corn.
Yeah.
But now people are figuring out little hacks and stuff. I saw one the other day. And the guy was just like shoving it through a circle, like a hole, and all the corn would just pop off.
What's wrong with just eating it on the cob?
Yeah.
Well, if you were going to make, say, an elote.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I myself buy elote dip. But if you were going to make it, well, that's the problem. Elote's got so wrapped up in dips. People for appetizers, restaurants do this because that's why you pay more to go to restaurants.
Yeah.
But I'm with you at home. You could still street corn elote, the Mexican style. Like it's just still supposed to be on the cob.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I would highly recommend to.
It's not bad, though, if you buy a frozen bag of corn and make it that way. I've done it numerous times, just in a little pan.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Trust me, you talk about traditions. I don't know, sound white trashy, but like I have a tough time having Thanksgiving dinner without
White Claw.
You said trash.
I was just trying to fill in the
I feel it.
Like the microwavable corn in the butter.
Oh yeah, okay.
All right, yeah, nothing wrong with it.
All right. And you know what? He was talking about how much he loves this one thing earlier, but it's going up against another one of your favorites, Montgomery. Baked beans. Versus cornbread.
Baked beans.
I'll get enough bread from buns on hot dogs or hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty good at that.
All right, let's just for argument's sake,
let's say these people aren't doing hamburgers and hot dogs, though. They're just actually barbecuing, and there's cornbread there and baked beans.
Well, see, here's the thing. If it was chili, I'd take the cornbread.
All right.
But since it's baked beans, I'm going to take the baked beans.
Baked beans are fine on their own. Cornbread needs something else to go with it to make it even better.
Cornbread won this one, 58%. Pretty much people were split. Well, what was the breakfast place that sent us a bunch of cornbread?
That would be the Buttered Biscuit down there in
God. Did they make it through COVID?
God, I hope so.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I mean, I would take baked beans most of the day of the week, but their cornbread I would take.
I would take their cornbread over
just about anything.
I've never had cornbread like that in my life.
Their second location didn't make it, but they're still down there in Sunrise.
If you have corn on the cob, why do you need cornbread?
I guess is my question.
You know, because I'm going to pick corn on the cob. I'm already corned.
Yeah.
You know, I've got my corn.
I've been corned. Thank you.
I got my corn.
Well, I mean, look, if you want to break it down, corn is obviously very starchy and not a green leafy vegetable.
Sure.
Hey, it's a holiday. Corn on the cob counts as your vegetable. Eat that cornbread, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Cornbread counts as a vegetable.
I don't even know how this is an argument. Watermelon or pineapple?
Watermelon.
Personally,
unless you have barbecue.
If you're grilling a slice of pineapple, I'm interested.
Yep.
But at no point will I take pineapple over watermelon.
I will.
Really?
Yeah, I know. A black man is saying this out loud, but I will take...
Come on, Ted.
I
can hear the accusation.
He's
in your voice.
He's allowed to like pineapple,
Ted. I got your point.
I didn't bring up race.
Why do you got to grill it?
I mean,
what if it wasn't grilled?
With the pineapple?
Yeah.
I don't dig on cold pineapple,
really?
Man. Yeah.
I do,
not
man.
Even the chunks in the jar. Oh, that's pretty good.
That'd be a better word than chunks.
Do you like pineapple juice? So I have pineapple juice in my refrigerator all the time.
If I have a date.
Okay.
All right. Macaroni salad? Oh, by the way, 69% took watermelon.
Yeah, nice. They did.
Macaroni salad or mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
I'm taking mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
No. Not on the 4th.
Mac and cheese
I'm taking macaroni salad.
All right, I'm going to back up Montgomery on
I'm
this
I'm taking cold salad.
Yeah, he's
outside?
Not wrong.
Hot, cold salad.
I get it, but I'm still taking the mac and cheese. I just like cheese, man. But look, if you had chili, you wouldn't be. Somehow, chili is like the one hot
See,
thing
if I had chili, then I would have macaroni and cheese.
In the heat.
Yeah, but if I had chili, I had a macaroni and cheese. It just seems to go better. But for some reason, when I think outdoor grilling, I think I need that cool because it's typically hot. So I'd rather have a cold salad.
I'm with you. And I think macaroni salad, to me, that's just something you eat so irregularly.
Yeah, that's true.
That, like, it's fun. Also, hot take, I think mac and cheese is overrated.
Really?
Some of it could be really good, but, like, I don't know. Like if I go to, like for instance, if I go to a barbecue place, like...
That's not your side.
It's just not. Yeah.
It is weird. The barbecue joints, typically, if they offer mac and cheese on the side, that's the one time I don't want mac and cheese.
Well, it's because you can get mac and cheese in a lot of other places, but the sides in a barbecue place are unique enough you want to get those there.
But I feel like they do the worst on the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You know, as far as your sides go.
I'd really have coleslaw.
Yeah. I want greens and some type of bean. Now, I will say.
Greens and beans.
Green beans. Why don't you get green beans?
Yeah, green beans.
There you go. Two birds.
Like, Beecher's. We had green beans today. Beecher's worth it. Right? That's an exceptional mac and cheese.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
You know, you can buy that in the frozen food section.
I know. Yes, I know. Every man, time I walk so by and see their lasagna, I can hear your voice going, you can buy
it's
it.
Cheese curd lasagna with meat.
All right, this is a tough one. Potato salad or coleslaw?
Potato salad.
Potato salad. I love coleslaw, too.
So do I.
66% said potato salad.
Right. It feels more right for 4th of July. But going back to the argument, it feels better for 4th of July.
But shouldn't potato salad be up against macaroni salad? Isn't that more of the even matchup?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hey, I agree. I'm just reading the results.
Right,
man.
Sure, I know. You didn't make the poll.
I'd still pick potato salad in that fight, Montgomery.
Yeah, me too, probably.
Macaroni salad, yeah.
I mean, if you had, because generally all three of them hang out in the same area, like the grocery store, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're right. Potato salad gets taken first.
For sure.
Then coleslaw, then macaroni salad.
I just like sometimes we'll throw like a black olive in your macaroni salad.
Well, sometimes too, it depends. Like I told you, my mom used to make like a pasta salad that was like spaghetti noodles with like cheese and deli meat or like salami.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. All right. Sausage or ribs?
Ribs.
Oh, easy on the speed of that one.
Ribs. You don't get ribs very often. You can make sausage. Yeah. I make sausage a lot.
You know what? Honestly, it would depend on what the sausage is, but it's because again, we bring up andouille or boudin. I'm taking that. But assuming it's your standard sausage you're going to throw it, I'll take ribs.
I think also sometimes, go ahead, Mike.
I would be excited about the sausage, which means that ribs is the right answer here. Because if the grill opens and there's ribs and sausage on there, I'm going to go, ooh, sausage. However, I know I'm going to get a rib.
I think the thing is, it matters on what the sausage is more. Yeah. Generally, everybody kind of likes ribs. But man, sometimes you go to a barbecue place and I'm like, I'll try a link. And it's just like, Jesus, this is good.
Right. It's just different, man.
Yeah. All right. Chicken or pulled pork?
Pulled pork.
Yeah.
And look, I like chicken. I'm a friend of chicken, but if you got pulled pork, again, sorry, chicken.
4th of July pulled pork.
I think I'm going pulled pork, but sometimes, man, you go to a barbecue place, you'd be shot. Like, I'm like, damn.
Good grilled chicken.
It's always smoky.
It's smoky and it's done proper.
Yes.
Right? It's not like most people at home, just it's going to be too dry or not, or you know what I mean? It's like the skin's not crispy. Like, sometimes that smoked stuff is good. All right, now here's the number one challenge. Burgers. Or hot dogs.
This is easy for me. Hot dog.
I'm going hot dog July 4th.
Just because I have hamburgers all year.
But the hot dog is guaranteed for me on the 4th.
See, for me, my first go on at the 4th of July grill is a burger.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going hot dog. One, for whatever reason, if there's hot dogs, I'll eat like three of them.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
If it's a burger, I have a burger.
Also, hot dogs you can have all year long, that long, but you rarely do have them off the grill, which is the best way to have a hot dog.
Agreed.
You're right. And look, like we're saying, if you're at a 4th of July thing, you're probably having a hot dog and a hamburger.
And a hamburger, yeah.
But yeah, I tell you.
And pulled pork.
If there's a grill, though, I'm with Miles. I think I'm taking that hot dog over the burger. So, anyhow, either way, have a good 4th. Get all this food. Hook your people up.
That's right. I'll pick up some Men's Room beer brats from Uli's Famous Sausage.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Got up yet? 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Researchers are attempting to develop tiny nose robots that could clear your sinuses of infection.
I saw that. Kind of weird.
But isn't the stuff in your nose supposed to actually protect you?
Well, yeah.
And so how does it know what to kill?
That I don't know.
Well, when you create the robot, then, you know, you just get it to see the same thing that your body's seeing. Make sure that you're just clearing out the infection. It's not that you're just clearing the sinus.
Gotcha.
You're getting the infection out of there. However,
but again, to Miles' question, are we sure it knows the difference between the stuff I need and the stuff I don't want?
To this day, I don't give a damn how smart anything is. I would like some sort of human mind driving that damn thing in there.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? I don't want a robot just going and taking things as they go.
Would you get into a what's the thing Tesla's doing now? They're driverless things that they just start whatever it is.
Waymo.
So they rolled them out in Austin, I guess, earlier this week. Would you hop in one?
It's their version of it.
Their version. The weird thing is, they say there's a human in there. So when this thing picks you up,
they are now.
There is. What do you mean?
They're testing it right now, but in order to do so, they have a human they have sitting. To have it.
Okay.
In there, right?
See, I prefer if I'm out of town to take a human being. Because I have questions.
Sure.
Is this a cool spot? Is that place any good? Do you have any recommendations? You know, small talk, but at least I'm picking somebody's brain who lives there.
See, and I'm on the opposite side. I prefer a quiet car. I don't like when I travel and I get into an Uber and all of a sudden he's chatting me. I'm like, bro, I'm just trying to get to the hotel. I'm not a chatty guy. That's just not who I am.
Don't shock you.
I'd like to chat him up to you, Ted. Hey, where's the bar? Where do we go?
Well, just anything. I was all fired up about meeting the driver from Birmingham.
On Friday night.
Nice.
Yeah. Started talking drum and bass and old English football clubs. It's like, I like you. We dapped it up when I got out.
Nice. There you go. And he still only gave you 2 stars.
All right, random question.
Hit me.
And it not because you've been out drinking. Maybe you've been on a long trip and you're coming back from the airport. I have fallen asleep in an Uber before. Like, what happens when I get there? Like, well, who's going to wake me up if there's no dude in there?
Oh, true call. If you,
I got to think when you get to the destination, it would
arrive at your destination. Something.
Get your ass up.
Just like the elevator. 4th floor.
I think I could sleep in that elevator. Through the noises.
4th floor, MF-er, get off.
God, there's a guy in there sleeping.
Right. All of a sudden they call the cops and he get out of the car.
Is he homeless? Like, no, he works here. He's just catching Z's.
Between the lobby and the 14th floor, he always fades.
How did he fall asleep that fast?
Right. I couldn't make it all the way down.
He just nodded off on the way down. Ancient DNA has been discovered in Colombia that has no genetic ties with any person today.
Oh, that's Sheila.
Like an octopus.
I read that. I'm like, that is interesting.
Is it that interesting, or is it just that this is a bloodline that cut off?
I would have thought.
But they say no genetic ties. So think about it like this. If,
okay.
99.9% of all of our DNA is the same.
Sure.
That's crazy that you have no genetic ties.
None.
Right. I mean, like, from person to person, you are 99.9% the same.
Well, maybe this just wasn't the fittest when we got started, man.
I'm assuming, nature selected, like, this is like you human need to tomb. Go.
Right.
We're going to tweak our design here.
It's between A or B, and this was B.
You brought up that broad in somewhere in the Caribbean, I believe.
With the blood type.
The blood type.
Yeah, that's
so broad. So I read something about her today. As best they can tell right now, they're like, we could not give her a blood transfusion.
No kidding.
And she couldn't give you one.
She would die.
So when they tested it against the other stuff, they're like, look, her blood type's her own blood type.
Put her in a bubble.
Does that mean she'll live longer? Or something weird?
I don't know, man. Right? I mean, look, she might live to be 150. She might live to be 14.
She's immune from cancer.
Right.
But yeah, that's my thing.
You can't give her blood.
That's why this discovery, as you were talking about it, doesn't shock me. Like, I'd be like, that's crazy. But we just discovered a new blood type.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
They found, like, the last 3 days, there's been new blood types, fingerprints.
43,000-year-old fingerprints.
Yeah, so I'm like, who knows?
Yeah, the first man to be arrested.
The Pennsylvania House has just passed a bill requiring schools to teach kids cursive.
That'll come in handy when they sign their signature.
New Jersey just did that, too.
Yeah. I mean, a couple places are doing it. And it's like, look, man, I get you. You might be nostalgic and don't want to let go of things. But in theory, if you're going to teach your kids something useful, and it doesn't all have to be academic, but just anything about the world, this is not that.
Are we just doing it because that's the way we've always done it?
I think so. Because there's no practical...
You know, again,
I don't think there's anything wrong with learning cursive, but what I would say is maybe make it an elective, because kids that appreciate that kind of thing, they would take it.
It's going to be history at this point.
Yeah.
And we need them to know a signature, but let's face it, the grid ain't going down anytime soon, so their fingerprint is their signature right
How
now.
How many people, when they sign their signature, if you did not know their name, could you read their signature?
Right.
I mean, honestly.
That's why I print the...
Yeah, then they know you did it.
We have posters that are hanging in our studio right now.
I could not tell you a single person that signed any of them.
Right.
I know they're in those bands.
Half of them are literally just scribbles.
Mm-hmm. No, most of mine are just auto pen.
Yeah. A new report shows Americans are less likely to publicly voice their political opinions.
Yeah.
Because it creates a hostile environment.
No one wants to get into that conversation with
you.
It's your personal opinion. That's fine.
And we've lost the plot on it. Opinions are fine, but when you start stating that your opinion is fact and the only fact and nothing but the fact.
I think that's the difference. People don't express opinion.
How can't you think this way? It's okay. Because I think this way.
It's okay to not agree with someone else's opinion. It's just fine.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
Exactly.
It's just part of the conversation. That's all.
Right.
Look, man.
Well, that means they hate. No, it doesn't. Yeah. It means that they're for this.
Can you believe they're getting rid of the penny? I think they should get rid of the nickel and the dime. That's a popular opinion, but that's my opinion.
Exactly. Get rid of cash.
Seriously. Well,
no.
That's what I said.
No. You'll learn later. You need to have that cash.
Oh, yeah?
The longer you're married, keep cash.
Seriously, man. Yeah.
She's next door.
She goes out of town for a weekend. Spend all your money.
She uses cash, too, man.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, look.
Especially if you have a joint account. You go to the airport, don't let them see that bar tab at the airport.
That's right.
You pay in cash.
I move quick on that one.
I think when traveling, I would say also out of the country, keep a folded $100 bill of American currency in your wallet.
Yeah.
All righty.
Oh, it comes in handy.
Yeah.
It can come in handy if you need it.
Also, 101s goes a long way, too.
Yeah.
Just any strip club?
Depends on what country you're going to.
Separate accounts is
seriously. $3, someplace will get you a half-hour cab ride on a tip.
Yeah.
It'll also get you your wallet back when you forget it in an Uber.
No, that's $100. That's, right. Yeah. That's straight up
$100.
Keep it coming.
You know what? In Vegas, a separate accounts also helps there because when she goes to the bathroom, all of a sudden I just run into very, very friendly people that want to hand me an ice cold beer straight out of the fridge.
I know. It's crazy.
It's wild.
I know.
She comes out and I'm holding it. I know. I'm amazed too. Friendly people. Here. They just looked at me and they said, you look like you need a beer. And I said, yes, I do.
My wife likes to play blackjack and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go play the slots. She says, are you going to play the slots or are you going to sit on the stool and have them bring you beer? I'm like, well, when I sit on the stool, right. They just hand me a beer. What do you want me to tell you?
Do they still do it? I thought they had stopped that.
No. At least last time I was there, 3-4 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, right. If you sit at a slot machine, they've got some roamers around there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. New research says heart attacks are down 90% since 1970.
Boo!
Though heart disease has become the new complex threat.
So,
yeah,
you're not going to have a heart attack, but your heart's not healthy.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to die of a heart attack. However, your heart is still going to kill you just slowly.
Your heart's going to put the pillow over your face and go, shh.
I'm not going to seize up. I'm just going to rot until you die.
Is that or is it high blood pressure they call a silent killer? One of them I know.
They used to
high
call
blood
me
pressure,
that.
I would assume, would be a silent killer.
All right. But I think one they call, like, the silent killer.
Maybe it is heart disease.
Kind of a badass nickname.
Because heart disease is, like, the number one, isn't it? So it wouldn't shock me that that would be the silent killer.
Well, any of us in this room could be the silent killer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know. Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be me.
Actually, I scream when I kill.
Yeah, both y'all talk all too damn loud.
I'd be like, yeah, you know that guy? It was me.
I killed him.
I killed him. I mean, you agree. He needed to die.
Oh, Lord.
He puts capers on his deviled eggs.
Apparently.
I
hate capers.
Thank you.
What?
They suck.
You don't like olives, though, do you?
No.
Yeah. I like olives, but capers do not taste like. Look, I know they're both brine.
Uh huh.
And then we're done.
What about chicken malaise?
No. I do not like capers. And yes, I will, like a child, I will take my fork and pull out each and every freaking one of them that shows up in a dish.
Damn, man.
Yeah, I feel
it's
like
it's a painstaking process and worth it every time. My mother knows get mad at me. She loves capers. Yeah. I'm more like the frog balls. Stop saying that.
No, they come from a small little rodent.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'll update her.
Yeah, like, isn't there, I think there's a famous Italian dish with like a white sauce where they're in there.
The capers, yeah.
Like, you could push them to the side, but like when you're putting them on your deviled eggs, that doesn't make you fancy. Makes you an idiot.
French cheesy or Malay. Just stick them in there.
Makes you an idiot.
Random question. How did you guys all sleep last night? Did you guys get a good night's sleep? Actually, pretty good.
I did.
Pretty good. Miles, did you get a good night's sleep?
Yeah, until I had to wake up.
Well, not everybody.
right up until I woke up.
Everything was smooth.
I
got to get up.
Well, you know what? Day. Not everybody has an easy time sleeping, and I'm here to help you out.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and productive next morning. Self-care should be a priority when it comes to getting a good night of shut-eye. I recommend a dram of whiskey. Then some loose-fitting bedclothes or nothing at all. Start by rubbing your face, neck, and arms with feather-like touches of your fingertips. You feel that tension leaving your body? Pull up that nightshirt. Continue your self-care and soothe your skin. Move those fingers in delicate light circles up and down and all around your chest and torso. God. Tickle your belly button. Show it some love. All the way up and down your heaving bosom. Nighty night.
God. Well, that's not going to help. So these are
I'm going to picture that tonight.
Soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and a productive next morning. You guys ready for this?
All right.
Bottom of the list. They say to set your alarm for the same time every single night. Even if you don't set your alarm for the next day right before bed, this doctor says that it's probably the most important habit of all if you want to fall asleep faster at night. Sleep truly starts in the morning. Getting up at the same time every day and getting light first thing is what's going to align the body clock to a 24-hour day. Having a stable wake time makes your fall asleep time more stable, too. Consistency is key.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't have to get up. I'm not getting up.
Well, how about this?
Read an actual paper book.
Sure, I've done it sometimes.
Reading a book helps calm my mind, this person says. She tries to read for at least 10 minutes in bed before falling asleep. These few minutes quiet the thoughts about the leftovers on my to-do list and makes falling asleep that much quicker.
Why don't you get your crap done?
Right.
I mean, like typically when I go to bed, I don't, unless something crazy is going on in my life, I don't typically bring a whole lot of stress to bed.
No.
Like I've done the things I know I just wanted to get done that day.
Sure.
And then I'm thinking about anything that doesn't matter.
Right.
Like the least important thoughts I have are when I'm laying in bed.
I just thought this was going to be easier, like tart cherry juice or a banana.
No, Ted. We are changing how we go about life.
Yeah.
See, for me, for the most part, I'm not stressed when I go to bed. If there's anything huge looming, then I'll be stressed before bed. But honestly, watching TV helps that. And I know I'm not supposed to do that, but I don't care. I watch TV and it soothes me and I fall asleep.
Hey, whatever works.
Almost instantly.
I love the sleep timer.
Almost instantly. Try a white noise machine.
That's not a bad idea.
Or back to the papers.
If you live in a busy area.
Hello, friends.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, different kind of white noise, brother. Yeah.
Hey. Please pass the man.
Abba.
Abba.
Dancing queen.
Ooh, white noise.
Everybody ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I feel like electric guitars would be hard to sleep through.
Not yet. I got to tie my shoe. Okay.
I brought potato salad.
You remember that Simpsons?
Oh, yeah.
The whole arena filled. Like the Chili Peppers are on stage. Homer goes out and goes, are you ready to rock, Springfield? One guy in the back goes, hold on. I got to tie my shoe. Okay.
Like, I love the idea of sleeping in a tent while it's raining. Because it's peaceful.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is I don't want it to rain when I'm camping.
Right. You want it to rain after you're in the tent for the night.
Yeah. Like, I was on a meditation retreat, and it started raining on the yurt, and everybody fell asleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
You could hear, I mean, everybody was, like, just sawing logs. It's like, this is peaceful.
I'm supposed to be meditating.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a warm bath. Again, these are soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and a productive tomorrow.
Hot shower at night is pretty.
Bath, Ted. Sit your ass down in the bath.
See, I like a cold shower before I go to bed so I cool off. I like to be cold at night.
I like a cool shower in the morning,
hot at night.
Yeah.
I just like a hot shower, man.
I'm with you.
I cannot do the cold shower thing.
I can't do a cold one. Like, usually I started out like almost hot.
Yeah.
Then as I'm in there, I like to turn it down. So by the time I get out, it's almost chilly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do the exact opposite. I start pretty warm, and then basically I crank that thing up as hot as I can take it.
Well, at nighttime, too, you get the steam going, stroke a bowl, have a Jamaican hot box, man.
I just go with the shower beer.
And nice.
Yeah.
Calm it right down. Dim the lights as it gets dark out. Again, these are soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and productive tomorrow.
All right.
Dim the lights as it gets dark. No, I need to turn the lights up as it gets dark outside.
Because I don't have cat vision.
I can't see. I'm cooking dinner, damn it.
And turn the freaking lights off when you go to sleep. And if that doesn't work, close your eyes.
That's all you got to do.
So it's so dark when I do that.
Look at that.
What do they say here? Well, it might not be realistic to avoid your tablet or computer full 4 hours before bed. One thing that's easy to do that can help prep your body for bed is to reduce overhead lighting. If it's dark or dim outside, you want to think about making it dim inside your home. After dinner, start dimming the lights in your house. You can also reduce overhead light by opting for table lamps instead. This will help reduce the overall amount of light that you're exposed to at night. I will say that the lady has switched me around on that where, you know, we'll go into the bedroom at night just to wind down, and she'll actually tell me, turn off the overhead light and turn on the lamp.
Yeah.
And that's oddly calming.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a softer, dimmer light, and it is actually
quite nice. And kind of designed for different purposes.
Sure.
I would say, too, I struggle sometimes messing around on my phone at night. Like, sometimes I'll just, like, put it in a different room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it on silent and be like, all right. I mean, right, if it's after 9 or 10, it can't be that important.
Since you mentioned that, Ted, they say ditch electronics 2 hours before bed. Light exposure, particularly LED light from backlit electronic screens within 4 hours prior to natural sleep onset, can move your internal clock later and make it harder to fall asleep and wake up.
You're just freaking a bag of fun, these people.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody here says, before the Odyssey app, when you guys decided the Mindrum app, I used to listen to you guys while I went to sleep. Until I just stayed up listening to you guys. Then I had to stop.
Yeah. All right. That makes me feel
I was
better.
Tracking with our first reading. I'm like, well, damn, man. We're not trying to put you to sleep. Yeah. We're on in drive time. That would be a really bad idea.
The wife actually used to listen to the podcast before she went to sleep. And then she met me and started dating me. Which is like, it's just you guys. I've heard this conversation over and over again. I can't do it.
Right. The people that know us are like, I don't listen to your show.
Hey,
I don't listen to you clowns any goddamn time.
Hey.
Thank you.
Soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and a productive tomorrow. Don't eat dinner too Don't eat dinner too late, especially if you're prone to heartburn.
Well, no kidding.
Another potential cause of sleep disruption is acid reflux. Mm-hmm. Acid reflux happens when stomach acid flows into your esophagus, and it can cause symptoms like heartburn and chest pain.
Well, typically, I'm not eating late unless something has forced me to eat late. Yeah,
it's gravity. You're laying down. Right. So eventually, after 7-8 hours, it's going to work its way up.
Right.
So I'll get up in the middle of the night and take a Tums maybe once a week. But that's typically when I need it the most.
Right.
Because I've been laying there going like, God, I have heartburn. God, but I'm trying to sleep.
Exactly.
If I just get up and take one, then I go back to bed.
And here's the thing. We get off this show at 6 o'clock at night. I don't like to park here because I don't like to pay $30 a day in order to go to work. So I take the bus, which means I don't get home until 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
What can I make inside of 10 minutes and consume so that I'm done by 8, so that I'm in bed by 10 o'clock and not hurting my tummy?
You go to bed by 10?
No.
Oh.
I can't.
Okay,
because I'm like, home at 7:30 and making dinner, and I don't eat till 9:30.
Good God. What are you making for dinner, man? You slow roasting a pig?
I treat myself, dude.
Okay.
I'm with you. I rarely eat before like 8:30.
Yeah.
Well, even more so. I have a harder time getting home earlier and eating earlier. Because I'm still wound up from the show.
That's right.
Right. So I can't do either. I have to wait. If I'm meeting someone right after work for dinner, I'm not hungry.
It sucks.
No,
it really,
like, I don't think a lot of people are that way. You just left your job, whatever it is. You want your decompression time.
Correct.
And everyone's like, please eat.
Are you just going to have two beers and not eat anything? Well, I just need to get ready to eat.
Well, I'm going to have four beers and not eat anything. But.
Exactly.
I told you to eat a snack.
Listen to a bedtime story for adults.
I know a lot of people who do that.
Sleep Story Podcast.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's always like someone famous, too. It's like Matthew McConaughey's reading one, or somebody like James Earl Jones. Well, he was, but one of those guys.
Write down to-dos and other thoughts that might keep you up at night.
Well, why write them down, then?
So that you don't think about them in your brain?
I guarantee you're going to think about them if you write them down.
Part of the worry that you have is that you're going to forget to do them. So if you write them down, you can then put them off your brain
I'm different. I think, I hope I forget I have to do this tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because I really don't want to do it. And the only legitimate excuse is that I forgot.
I would rather have somebody yell at me that I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
Oh, my bad.
And sit there and worry about it.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave you with this last soothing pre-sleep habit for a restful night and a productive tomorrow. Give medication a try if you haven't.
Oh, damn. Do drugs.
Wow.
Drugs, Danny.
I did not expect... But cherry juice and banana, not on the list.
Not on the list.
Take a prescription pill. Are they saying like a little melatonin?
Yeah, pretty much.
It just says medication.
Just give medication a try.
So that could be, you know, daddy's medicine, which is called whiskey. Could be mommy's medicine, it's called wine. Right.
A woman in the UK is the latest criminal to tell on herself, and I'll tell you how she did it at 5:50.
How did she tell on herself?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast American sprinter Chris Robinson. This past Tuesday, Chris was in the Czech Republic for the Golden Spike Meet, which is an annual track and field event. Anyway, he competed in the 400-meter hurdles, and my man finished in first place. Now, that's already an accomplishment, but we want to acknowledge how challenging his victory actually was. Because, you see, when Chris still had 250 meters left to go, he basically had to adjust his shorts so that his junk did not pop out. But I want to be very clear about this. It wasn't a quick fix. I mean, he had to do this for the next 250 meters. Otherwise, his penis was going to pop out on a televised program. But the broadcast announcer, one Tim Hutchings, I think he explained it best. He said, quote, That's a brilliant run by the American to be constantly adjusting certain parts of his equipment and possibly his anatomy.
Certain parts.
Down the home stretch and at the top of the bend, he was having an equipment failure there. I think that's probably the politest way to put it. There hasn't been a time to censor him, but well done to Chris Robinson. They would have censored it if it were not a live event.
He should have just let that thing flop out and done it. Unless he felt like he might have caught one on one of the steeples.
You know what, man? That might be why he tried to tuck it back in. When you jump, you say a steeple.
Well, it's not a horse. He just has a horse.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying.
Chris is down.
Because, I mean, he barely grazed that hurdle.
I saw my dog do it once, and that was a bad day for that dog. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
All right, let's get a contestant online for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.